Before lunch, they
had a fight.
All right, and just simply to say they fight now, then they
fought.
And
later, before.
All right. And the verb refers to the action when, with hog killing, to take a knife and split the hog's throat.
Mm-hmm.
He what?
Butchered.
Is there another word now? Does butchering sometimes have to do the whole process of killing?
I think so. What did they call that?
What about to stab?
Yeah.
How would you say it in the past tense then? He
stabbed.
Alright. And then he blanked the blade out. He
pulled.
Alright. And can you use draw in the past tense?
Yes. He drew.
Alright. And to raise something up in the air, something that's rather heavy, maybe you have to have a block and tackle. Mm-hmm. They have to
raise.
To
raise that.
To raise. Is there another verb that implies using a pulley to lift something?
Well, hoist is another word.
All right. And if you have something that you want to cut into pieces, not necessarily in two equal pieces, how would you say that? Tell somebody to
cut that up.
All right. And the idea of two of them cutting
in two.
And if someone is saying something that you consider particularly silly, you might say, "Oh, don't
say that."
To someone else, to tell them not to give him any attention. Might say, "Don't
pay any attention to that."
And how, if someone says, "Oh, I hope that he wasn't worrying you or bothering you," how would you say, "Well, he wasn't disturbing you?
He didn't bother me."
All right. And what about a way that you might say a girl handling a boyfriend, and she has a manner that always talks him out of anything, if he might be cross, and you say, "Well, she will..."
She'll handle him, all right.
All right. Do you know sweet talk?
Yeah, sweet talk. She'll sweet talk him into that.
All right. And,
persuade.
If a bell is going to ring and you want to tell someone to hear it, you might say, "Listen
to the bell."
All right. And if you're talking about to the children about the teacher, you might say, "Listen
carefully to the teacher." Listen to the teacher.
And what do you call this playing with a baby and you cover an eye?
Peekaboo.
All right. And ways of saying to be surprised. Do you have any other?
I was shocked.
You needn't be
surprised, but
you ever heard snatched usually?
No.
And to say you have a small amount of something, oil or something, I got
tiny bit or small
amount. And you have to choose between two things, and you want to say, "Well, I'd rather do this
than that."
Ways of saying to make an introduction to people. I'll be glad to
introduce them.
All right. Have you ever heard introduce to use in the sense of maybe having a fight, if you say to hit someone? What about expressions like, "In spite of everything you have said, I won't go"? Any other way of saying